Chaminade University of Honolulu is deeply rooted in tradition, with every reason to remain that way as a center of Catholic Marianist higher education. The task for a leader of a school like Chaminade often comes down to striking a balance between tradition and innovation. Dr. Lynn Babington is Chaminade's 10th president, and she faces a further challenge in her new job, which is an apparent threat to higher education at the federal level in the proposed tax bill, and she's with us this morning.
Thank you very much. It's such a pleasure for me to be here and to discuss the higher education as it's related to the tax reform bill. But I think you're right. Chaminade University, as in a university, is steeped in tradition. But in order to remain relevant in today's world, mm-hmm. we need to be innovative, and we also need to look at what is it that our society needs and what kind of education do our graduates need to be successful. Mm-hmm. And at Chaminade, we are a comprehensive regional university blending the liberal arts as a strong basis and professional education built in so that our students are career ready with the skills in communication, teamwork, their ability to write, relate to people, they've experienced internships, and they really finish the university with a sense of an obligation to contribute to the community, which is very important. Mm-hmm. Now, related to your question about the tax reform proposals currently before the House and Senate, they're both slightly different in how they relate to higher education and their impact on higher education. But some of the similarities are that, for instance, currently, if you have student loans, you're able to deduct those student loans by about $2,500 a student. And the House bill no longer allows that deduction for the student loans. Another area that we think is particularly troublesome is the general, both tax bills have a general goal of decreasing the number of people who actually itemize deductions. Mm-hmm. And as we know, charitable giving, while much of charitable giving to nonprofits like HPR here is done because people support the project, some people choose to, are incentivized to donate and be philanthropic because of the tax deductions.
Sure.
And if those tax deductions don't exist anymore, all nonprofits are going to suffer from that. And for us in higher education, every institution, and particularly at Chaminade, we use our endowment funds and to support student scholarships. 97% of our students receive some financial aid. And that financial aid, some of it comes from the operating budget, but the majority of it comes through individual scholarships that are funded by donors as well as charitable contributions. And we're very concerned with this proposed change.
Well, let me ask you, Dr. Babington, because it's, it's widely agreed more and more as each new year goes on and more studies come in that higher education is all but necessary to having a comfortable life in today's America. Not just a financially comfortable life, but even a healthy and happy life. I mean that's been widely accepted. And yet it seems as if higher education is being moved farther away for a great many people and being made even more difficult to sustain. So who benefits from these proposed changes?
Well, I believe, I believe that the whole tax package in the reform bill is purported to decrease taxes for the middle class. I'm not going to say I'm an analyst and a specialist on tax reform, right. So I have no idea if the bill will do that. It certainly does cut corporate taxes to a large degree. Mm-hmm. But you did bring up a good point. All the research continues to show that people who have earned a college degree, not only do they achieve higher incomes in their lives, they contribute to their communities, they have better health outcomes, which is interesting, and also they purport being happier in their lives. So it stands to reason we would want to promote higher education. And even here in Hawaii, we have an initiative to improve the middle class and increase the number of people living in the middle class. And that goal is to have 80,000 people make $80,000 a year. Mm-hmm. And that means education. Educated in fields to which we now are importing people, in engineering and high biotechnology and computer sciences, and certainly in all the health-related fields. So that's even a purported goal here in Hawaii, and education is required for that. Some of the other concerning parts of this tax bill is currently there's many companies that employers pay tuition for their employees to earn a college degree. We at Chaminade have an agreement with the Bank of Hawaii, and we have a number of their employees that are currently enrolled in our undergraduate program. Mm-hmm. Well, this is tax-free, but now under these new bills, it would be taxable to the employee, which is a disincentive to go to school. The other thing is if you're a parent and you've put a child through school, you also are allowed to deduct the tuition you're paying for the child, and that will no longer be true under the House bill. The Senate bill kept that piece in. But one of the things that's concerning is for an institution like Chaminade, we provide a tuition benefit for our employees, for their spouses, for their children. And that is tax-free, but it will, under this new bill, be taxed. Again, a disincentive for people to come to work at an institution with that particular benefit, but also for a spouse to continue their education. And it's really a problem for graduate students because when I was a graduate student, I had a tuition discount, or actually I had free tuition because I worked in a lab as a graduate student. With the new tax bill, this would require that income to be taxed. And as we all know, graduate schools don't have any money. So nationwide, this is very concerning for our scientists, for doctoral students, master's level students, because the incentive is not to continue with your education.
You know, even absent any of those proposed provisions to the tax bill, getting higher education in today's America is no picnic already,
no.
Right?
No, that's, you know, the challenges facing the higher ed industry right now is we have a declining population of 18-year-olds going to college.
Mm-hmm.
We have people want return on investment, and they, parents particularly, and we as an industry have to be able to describe what our value proposition is and make a compelling argument. For us, me as a president at a university, it's my commitment to parents and to students that we will make our education affordable. You can do this in many ways. At Chaminade, we have a four-year guarantee, meaning if you start as a freshman achieving an undergraduate degree, as long as you maintain full-time status, you will be able to find all your classes and graduate in 4 years, which is huge because at many of the larger institutions, that's just not the case. So it may take 5 or 6 years. So those 2 years of lost wages are important. So that's one thing we do. And we also, the sticker price, if you will, the price of tuition is, it's a misnomer because almost no one pays full tuition. Tuition discounts occur, scholarships, merit scholarships. Parents and individuals that are looking for a college degree need to look very carefully at the price because the private institutions, if you look at the length of time to degree and the actual tuition you're paying, in many times are actually a better bargain than going to a public university, which typically has a lower tuition.
The difficulty is to emerge from your higher education without a crippling load of debt, right?
Right. And again, that's one of Hawaii is very fortunate. The debt level for undergraduates after they finish across the state is much lower than the national average. Our tuition at all our institutions tends to be a bit lower as well. At Chaminade, our graduates, we have to track this nationally, also have a much lower debt than they do at other private institutions within the state as well as across the nation. And we think that's very important.
Part of your task is just going to be to hold the line, I would think.
Absolutely. And I believe that you need to look very seriously year to year at tuition increases. And tuition increases, you know, should they exceed the CPI? There's arguments either way. We're committed at Chaminade to making sure that our education is affordable to students. It is our goal to be able to not just serve the citizens of Hawaii, but to serve all citizens in the United States and make that education affordable.
It looks as if there's an awful lot working against you right now, but it's all a matter of continuing to advocate as you're doing.
Well, I think advocacy is important. It's also important to look at the opportunities. There are lots of opportunities in higher ed right now to partner with businesses, to partner with other educational institutions. We're partnering with the community college system here to have a seamless articulation from the community college right into some of our professional programs. We think that's important. We have a classroom to career program, so students can easily see what they're learning in that history class and how that might make a difference in their future career. Those are important.
We talked earlier about the balance between tradition and innovation, and this sounds like what you just described is this is where the innovation comes in.
I think that's the innovation. That being said, it's important. You know, when you and I were in school, liberal arts education was, you know, thought to be a great way. It's not as popular anymore, yeah. The humanities. On the other hand, we have a strong general education core curriculum that provides students with critical thinking, critical reasoning skills, communication skills, the ability to work on interdisciplinary teams. And that is part of the foundation of a liberal arts education. Then you build on top of that skills that will make you marketable in the workplace.
Makes sense to me. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you so much. It was my privilege to be here today.
Dr. Lynn Babington is the 10th president of Chaminade University in Honolulu. She came to Chaminade from Fairfield University in Connecticut and holds a doctorate in nursing.